Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Derek and Zach. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
Take it. The back pedal, a three for the win. And oh, he got it.
I got to make sure he got all the way behind the line.
That's right.
He certainly got it off in plenty of time.
Oh, I think that's a two.
That is a two.
You're right. I think that's going to be a two.
That only ties the game. That ties the game.
We're going to be going to overtime.
We sure are.
So much fun from that play from Hal Burton. Thinking he won it. Puts up the choking symbol toward the Knicks faithful.
Oh, man.
And they have to play overtime. But who cares? Because the Pacers beat the Knicks 138-135 in overtime last night for game one of the Eastern Conference Final. Let the hate continue on for the Pacers and the Knicks. Drama where drama is supposed to be. I just like that it was cold-blooded. Reggie Miller's on the call. Halliburton pays homage to Miller, who's on the call.
And laughing like a supervillain.
Because he knows the moment. He did it. And he sees this is Halliburton paying homage to the franchise and to him in this moment. And he's loving every second of this, even if it's a tie game.
Oh, he's in cloud nine. Well, the shot's incredible.
Well, is so dramatic. Yeah. It bounces. That thing goes up in the air.
You don't hear it in the call. It is not a smooth all net. It goes up into the air, then sinks. Then you have the reaction of, did he hit a three? No, it's only a two. But really,
roller coaster.
The big part of that and why the overtime started good for the Knicks, but I don't think any Knicks fan was thinking they had a shot in overtime. Derek, with 52 and a half seconds left in the game, the Knicks led 121-112.
How many?
121-112, the Knicks led the game.
But with how many seconds left?
52 and a half seconds.
You got to make a stop. A stop.
So Halliburton ends up becoming the hero, quote unquote. Or
the villain, depending on who you ask.
But he becomes the face of this. I don't want to say he's the hero because that's not right. But he becomes the face of this because he hits the choke. He hits the shot. He's great in overtime. He ultimately ends up with 31 points. He leads the Pacers in points. He was incredible last night. It's Aaron Naismith who causes all of this mayhem. Derek, he went 8 of 9 from three. He hit 6 in a row.
8 of 9?
He hit 6 in a row. Some of them were legitimate prayer shots of just like, I got to get this off. Oh, it went in. Okay, and we keep moving. It was like watching.
Yeah, because when you're down that much with so little to go.
You're chucking it up.
You have no choice but prayer shot.
Then you have, you know, a missed goaltending call for the Knicks. Then OG Anunoby goes up there. He bricks a free throw. I mean, just everything collapsed for the Knicks. But even still, it felt like, well, no, I mean, they're going to win. There's not much time left. This isn't even the first time the Pacers have done this playoffs. They did this against Milwaukee. They did this against Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
Not, you know, to this dramatic, but in terms of like these late comebacks were just out of literal nowhere. They'll put up like a 12-0 run in like a minute and you're like, oh, it's a tie game. What the hell? It like, and for it being this rivalry, I wasn't really alive or watching basketball when Knicks Pacers was at its peak. I mean, you know, Reggie Miller hits the choke, I think for the first time in 1994 in his famous 25 points in the fourth quarter game. A series, by the way, they ultimately end up going on to lose in 7. But I know about the hate, the vitriol of Pacers-Knicks. And we got it a little bit last year in the Eastern Conference semifinals. But ultimately by Game 7, the Knicks are hurt to hell and the Pacers go on to win. And then they ultimately do get kind of whooped on by Boston. Now you just boost this up even more, the intensity, because it's the second year in a row they're doing this. It is the same faces. It is Halliburton versus Brunson. And they both took down Giants. Indiana took down the number one seed in the East in Cleveland. They whooped them.
Yeah.
And then New York.
Put them away.
Oh, put them away. And then New York, even before the Tatum injury, 2 20-point comebacks to take a 2-0 series lead. And even in the game, Jason Tatum is hurt. They're up 9. With 2 minutes to go and are in complete cruise control. They were doing what the Pacers were ultimately doing, where they were just growing with the game and just taking over. Most would agree Boston's probably not winning that game. So they take a 3-1 series lead there and they're ultimately able to finish it up in 6. But so both have had even better seasons than last year. And last year was still awesome. And for that to happen in game 1...
I love, though, that the Eastern Conference is going to either have the Indiana Pacers or the New York Knicks as its representative. And I love that it is such a peak rivalry.
Yeah.
That was, remember how we were talking yesterday about like how upset I am about the NHL postseason, mm-hmm. and how they try to force rivalries on you in the division?
Yeah.
This is one of the most authentic pieces of hate
organically
in sports.
Made. Yep.
Organic, authentic, original recipe hatred born strictly out of, yeah, you are not division rivals, but you see each other in the playoffs, and by God, I am seeing blood. After this game, if I'm a Knicks fan, I'm starting to wonder what the state of Indiana has against
me.
It's
so good. It's so good.
I know it's not personal, but as a Knicks fan, I'm starting to take that personally if that's the case. This is the bad blood kind of thing. Feed it to me. I need 7.
Well, I agree.
I need 7, and I don't care how you do it, as grossly or as incompetently as possible, get me 7 games. Somebody screw up big time. Well, guess what? The Knicks took care of it with game 1. They decided not to get a single defensive stop with 50 seconds left.
Bad. It was so bad.
Oh, my God.
Oh, watching Naismith, I mean, like, he had to have sacrificed at least 3 goats. Like, I don't – Derek, some of the shots he was making.
To go 8 of 9 is unconscious.
Like, this is devilry.
Well, like, think about it,
we
right?
talk about it with Kansas City. That's what it was. What is happening?
Elite 3-point shooting. What are we looking at for percentages? What, 40%?
I mean, just –
For consistent elite 3-point shooting? Like, you might need to help me out on this.
His season, he was a 43% 3-point shooter.
8 of 9.
Yeah.
Is unconscionable. Like, I don't understand how you could be that hot from beyond the arc, especially with low percentage shots and prayer balls.
Now, ultimately, his season percentage would tell you he's one of the better 3-point shooters in the league. Like, 43% in the NBA is awesome.
But that's still hilarious.
but 8 of 9, hitting 6 in a row.
That's the part where it's like, all right, there's no business for why this should keep happening. And for Knicks fans, that is the latest excuse of why us.
And I think even to add to the rivalry, and I know there's Knicks fans, and I would guarantee there's just there's neutral fans that don't like this. I love that Reggie Miller's on the call.
Oh, my God.
I love these part of the broadcasting team. And there was a picture yesterday. I liked it. I'm going to retweet it as well. Of him smiling and pointing at Halliburton.
As he's paying homage.
And I'm like, and you said it. That blood, like that's, like for Reggie, it all came back. And he's like,
it's, oh, yeah.
Get him.
He's laughing.
Get him. Put your moment for this franchise. Get him.
He is giggling with the evil that he has handed to that Knicks franchise in the past. And again, if I'm a Knicks fan, I'm wondering what the state of Indiana has against me.
Nothing. Just Reggie Miller likes to trash talk, and he hurts you a lot. And that's awesome.
That's the thing. If I say Reggie Miller in front of a Knicks fan in New York,
you get eye rolls.
I'm getting hand. No, yeah. I'm getting hands. I'm getting fisticuffs. I'm getting a knuckle sandwich involuntarily.
Oh, man. It was just the game was perfect. And to be fair, the Knicks were up by so much. I was keeping an eye on the game. But I the last two nights, I've jumped back and forth between the two games.
Right.
Because they've been starting either literally the same time last night or were projected to. The NHL started like 8:25 after it was supposed to start like 8, whatever. Ridiculous. I hate that stuff. But I was jumping back and forth. And ultimately, I was paying attention more to the hockey at the time because Edmonton kept taking penalties. So I watched them go up 3-1. Beautiful goal, by the way. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, oh, Dallas made a comeback here. I'm gonna keep going back. And then I think they took the lead. I think Dallas took the lead. I'm like, all right, let's go back to the NBA game. We'll see the end of that, and we'll go back to NHL. And I see Naismith hit like 3 straight threes, and I'm like, now wait, now I can't leave this. I gotta watch this through.
And Dallas is like, don't worry, we got you covered. We're gonna win 6-3.
Yeah, we'll take care of this.
So annoying.
No drama. We're gonna dominate the third period because Edmonton can't stop taking penalties. Was it 3 straight power play goals?
Cool. Give us the least fascinating idea of a finals between Florida and Dallas. That's what everyone wants.
Let's go.
There's no Rantanen storyline. There's no rematch storyline. There's just, hey, can you stop the back-to-back from happening, Dallas?
Yeah, can you stop the
also,
mini-dynasty?
Also, that would mean I need Dallas to stop a back-to-back? No. I pray for the downfall of the Dallas Stars just so I can get Jason Robertson off that team.
Oh, that's nice. At least you're being selfish about it. That's good.
I mean, I'm also being selfish about it because...
Well, do you want Robertson off the Dallas Stars to get him to Buffalo or just off the Dallas Stars entirely?
Yes.
Okay. I'll take that answer. That's fine.
The answer is just yes.
But so watching...
I will have nothing but contempt to the end of my days for the Dallas Stars.
But watching the end of that Knicks game and then into overtime. I mean, I was standing the entire time. I was like, let's go. My house is completely asleep. It's like 8 or it's like 11:30 and I'm having to completely control myself to not wake up dogs. I am losing my mind. And I know the ratings number is going to hit for this. I really hope it gets a little bit of a boost for the Western Conference.
Yes.
Because that was the story, like outside of like the traditional rivalry, the storyline in the Western Conference is probably more interesting long term because Ant for Minnesota is kind of considered by most accounts the likely future American face of the league, if not just the outright face of the league. He's a developing talent. He's only 23. Like he's on
like
a fast
Anthony
track.
Edwards is a fun player to watch in the NBA.
And he trash talks, and there's a lot of fun to it. He's very vocal. And Oklahoma City owns every draft pick for like the next 7 years, and they already have a young team that is very good defensively, and they've got the MVP by most accounts.
And all year they played the best basketball
of the
NBA.
By a mile. I mean, their defense is historic almost in terms of...
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
A lot of the metrics they go on, but funny enough, like most Pacers-Knicks series to get to the finals, it almost feels like a coronation for the Western Conference team. That ultimately, you're thrilled to be there, but you're going to lose to the Spurs or the Lakers, or in this case, one of Minnesota or OKC. And yet, I mean, I mentioned in the first hour, the ratings number for game one of the Western Conference Finals was down like, I think, 24% from last year. Mm-hmm. It was the lowest watched one since 2020, or 2021, I believe. I wonder if this gets a bump now, but also game one kind of turned into a blowout. And Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, for him winning the MVP, went to the foul line a lot.
And some of it
was kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, some of it was pretty egregious. I saw the highlights of it, and I'm like, oh, boy.
And look, like does he drive a lot? Yes. And ultimately for Oklahoma City, I think they're like 26th in the league in terms of actual free throws attempted per game. It is not Oklahoma City. It is specifically SGA. He is number one in the league in terms of free throw attempts. And that was where I think a lot of people were kind of getting frustrated, because most of these playoffs have been back to the old days of, unless you're bleeding, you're probably not getting a whistle.
Yep.
I mean, you saw it last night for Knicks Pacers. I mean, it was a hard fought game, and it doesn't seem to be the same for SGA. And that was a big problem. So I'm interested to see if a lot more people check in for tonight's game, or if it's more, just give me to game two of Indiana-New York.
I will say, Indiana-New York, it's a big deal here. And like, we have ESPN on, and ESPN is ESPN at this point. Mm-hmm. But again, this old-fashioned cooking of rivalry and hatred. Stephen A. brings up his five most traumatic moments of the New York Knicks in the postseason. Three of them feature the Pacers, one of them being last night.
That's so good.
That is amazing. And again, having Reggie Miller...
Oh, it's specifically worst New York Knicks memories. That's awesome.
Yeah, his worst five Knicks playoffs memories. And it's three of them have the Pacers on it. Three of them involve the Indiana Pacers. Absolutely keep Reggie Miller on those calls. TNT, you did it right.
Well, and even the TNT truck going to him, pointing to Halliburton, fanning the flames.
Yes, that was the right call.
Sports is the best story out there. It is
sometimes
the best
reality television.
Really
is. And
it's so good. It's so good.
Keeping Miller on that broadcast allows for that hate to flow. Because if the Knicks go away winning comfortably in a game, for example, Miller will have some sort of discomfort about having to say nice things about them. Especially now that game one unlocked the past in his heart.
Well, and that's the thing, too. I don't listen to Reggie Miller constantly, so he may always be trashing the Knicks. I don't know.
But it unlocked his heart.
But you know him calling this series and having that moment. You're right. It's turned something back on of him being like, yeah, I hate New York.
He's like, it's more or less just like, oh yeah, baby. It's crook. Oh yeah, it's all coming together. It's all coming together.
And to be fair, look, we also don't know like if Oklahoma City or Minnesota are going to be like those Laker teams of the 2000s or those San Antonio Spurs teams of the 2000s. The winner of the Eastern Conference, I think there's still maybe a chance that they can win the NBA title. They're not going to be favored. But The way Indiana plays on offense, you have to be awesome defensively.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to be amazing because they are a thrill ride to watch. Their best player, Tyrese Halliburton, is much more of a passer. He's a facilitator. But last night, even with a guy going 8 of 9 from 3, he led the team in points at 31.
And he had 11 assists, so that dishing is still something in his game that is – very comfortably there. The man was everywhere, actually.
So good.
That's
such
the thing.
A good game. And also, by the way, 11 assists. He only had 2 turnovers. Like, I mean, that kind of puts into a picture how good Tyrese Halliburton is. And I will tell you, and I tweeted it last night, he's not a player I'm going to like go find his highlights on YouTube or,
right.
Oh, Indiana's on, I got to watch it. And part of that is they're the Pacers. I get it. And it may be hypocritical of me. But watching last night, for him to have the gusto, the courage, I think almost in a way, to hit the choke sign.
Yeah.
Like, even if you hit a three, to have that kind of attitude in the modern NBA, which for a lot of years has kind of gone away from trash talking. A lot of the guys have the same agents. They're all friends. Mm-hmm. They all want to play together. Man, I earned some respect for you, dude. And then for you to still ball out after you found out it was a two to go win the game? Yep.
By the way, yep. It's also a big deal because remember the old adage, it's never a series until somebody loses at home. The Pacers for the regular season were 20-20 on the road.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So a mid team when it comes to its road performances.
Stole one.
Steals one at home, or steals one on the road here. Good luck playing in Indiana. At that point.
Oh, that building's going to be raucous. I mean, now Friday night's back in New York, but.
But imagine that. Like, you're coming back at least with one win.
Well, and that's the thing,
that's
too.
That's a big deal. You're coming back with one win.
And that's the thing, too, is, and I this is why I love series playoff structure. Football, you can't do it, but I love it in every sport that does it. The Knicks now are desperate to get game. They have to get game two. You had game one. It was over. I mean, we mentioned it. With 52 seconds left, you led 121 to 112. The game should have been done. You led by 14 with about 2 minutes and 45 seconds left. The game was, and you lost it. If you now go.
They score 13 points mm-hmm. in 52 seconds.
Yep.
You need to just not just to get a stop. But Halliburton's play, like he spins away. Mm-hmm. He then retreats toward the 3-point line. He did not care to tie it.
Yeah.
So he went for the kill shot.
He went for the kill shot. His foot just happened to be on the line.
His foot just happened to be on the line. But to make that decision of, no, screw overtime, we're winning this right now, that is a villain moment. Because if you miss that,
you'll lose the game, yeah.
You lose the game and you don't even have a chance at overtime because you retreated away when you had an opportunity to just pull up and shoot the thing. He took comfortably a couple steps back, gets to the 3-point line, and he makes the decision. And then that first bounce, and it's like, oh, no. And then it just goes straight up and down. And mm-hmm. that's the fascinating part is how that thing bounced for it to fall then perfectly into place. It's like, okay, that's a little nuts.
One of the storylines I am looking for, Friday, starts at 8 o'clock on TNT. How do the Knicks respond?
Yeah.
That is going to be tough. How do you respond? You got 40 points out of Jalen. I think 43 points out of Jalen Brunson, and he still lost in overtime.
43 from Brunson, 35 from Karl-Anthony Towns. You got 16 from Bridges and from OG. Like, this is – your starters were your starters.
But they got a thin bench. They run nine guys.
They run,
maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
They no, didn't even they, run – yeah, they ran nine guys that got minutes, but like
– in reality, it's a seven-man rotation.
You got 17 points off the bench. Not that Indiana did much better here. Yes, they did.
Yeah, they're a deeper roster. New York has their starting five, and then Mitchell Robinson and
Miles
McBride.
They got 31.
Yeah.
They got 31 points off the bench.
New York has their starting five, and then Mitchell Robinson and Miles McBride off the bench. That's it. That's what they've got. And that is such a soul-crushing loss in game one. In game one. And so, like, I do want to, like, make it – the series is not over. But to be at home, to lose that game, that is something you have to somehow figure out how to get past. Because you had it, and then they snatched your soul. And it was the same with Boston, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, in the last series against New York, like, they needed to win game two. And when they didn't, even though they were still somewhat favored, there was already rumblings. With how good they shot the ball – no, you're already in a bad spot. You're already in a tough spot.
Yeah. And
New York's not as talented as Boston.
Now, there's plenty still to go with it. It's just game one. Anything can happen here. But, man, that's the drama you want to start a conference final.
100%.
And I would love that if the NHL followed suit with either of their playoff series. And we'll talk more about that. I've got some things to say about the hockey games that have been going on, including... things don't look good for Rochester. Friday is do or die in Laval.
803-0550, the number to call. You want to jump on the show? Zach Jones, Derek Kramer. You're listening to WGR.
Looking for a job is lonely. endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere,
applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.